many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. 2 Timothy 4:6-8. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. My theme for reflection is the certainty of God's work in us. The certainty of God's work in us. Advent is a season of waiting, a time when we reflect on the hope of Christ's coming, both in Bethlehem's manger and at the end of time. In 2 Timothy 4:6-8, the Apostle Paul offers us a stirring farewell, rich with the themes of endurance, faith, and a hope that transforms the present moment. Paul describes his life as a drink offering, an image of sacrificial devotion. His life is being poured out, not in despair or regret, but as an act of worship. This offering echoes Christ's own life, poured out on the cross for the sake of the world. Paul's hope is not rooted in his accomplishments or strength, but in the work of God through him. His certainty lies in the knowledge that his life, though marked by trials, suffering, and even abandonment, has been used to reveal God's glory. This passage might seem, at first glance, like a bold self-assessment. Paul speaks of having fought the good fight, finished the race, and kept the faith. Is he boasting? Far from it. Paul's confidence is not in his own ability to stay on track, but in God's work within him. This is the same Paul who wrote, quote, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." Galatians 2:20. His life is a testament to God's grace at work, transforming weakness into strength and failure into witness. His faith is not self-assured righteousness, but a deep trust in the God who redeems and sustains. Advent invites us to this same trust. It is a time to reflect on the hope we have in Christ, a hope that shapes how we live today. Paul's vision is profoundly eschatological. It points to the promise of a future crown of righteousness, but it is also a present hope. Eschatological hope is not reserved for the end of time. It is the assurance that Christ is with us now, transforming our lives and the world through his Spirit. It enables us to see beyond the immediate struggles and disappointments to the enduring work of God's kingdom. My dear friends, Paul's life was not perfect by human standards. He experienced imprisonment, rejection, and hardship. Some of his companions deserted him, yet he remained steadfast, not because of his own strength, but because of his trust in God's power to accomplish his purposes. As Paul reflects on his journey, he sees his life not as a series of successes or failures, but as a witness to God's faithfulness. This is the heart of the Christian life: to live not for our own glory, but as participants in God's story, trusting that he is at work even when we cannot see the full picture. In Advent, we are reminded that this hope is for all of us. Paul's words are not just a personal reflection, but an invitation to the entire community of faith. The crown of righteousness is promised to all who have longed for Christ's appearing. It is not reserved for the strong, the perfect, or the flawless, but for those who, despite their imperfections, place their trust in God and live lives shaped by His grace. This hope changes how we approach the struggles and uncertainties of life. It reminds us that our lives, like Paul's, are offerings to God, poured out in love and service. It encourages us to keep running the race, not because we are guaranteed an easy path, but because we trust the one who runs alongside us. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "The celebration of Advent is possible only to those who are troubled in soul, who know themselves to be poor and imperfect, and who look forward to something greater to come." Advent invites us to see our lives through the lens of God's eternal purposes. It calls us to live with courage, humility, and hope, trusting that God is at work even in the midst of our struggles. Like the Apostle Paul, we can say, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to His heavenly kingdom." This is not a promise of escape from difficulty, but a declaration of faith in God's ultimate victory, a victory already secured through Christ's first coming and fulfilled in His return. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does Paul's image of a life poured out challenge or inspire your understanding of your own journey of faith? Number two, in what ways can Advent reshape your sense of hope and trust in God's work in your life and the world? Faithful God, in this season of waiting and expectation, we thank you for the hope you give us through Jesus Christ. Teach us to trust in your work within us, even when the path is hard and the outcomes unclear. Help us to live lives poured out in love, reflecting your mercy and grace to the world around us. May your Spirit shape us into people who embody the hope and joy of your coming kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.